Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The NFL, NHL, Major League Baseball, NBA, and NCAA. Your home for live sports is AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right. Today is the official start of the season of lying. It is NFL draft season, but we've got our eyes on a bunch of prospects that have converged on Mobile, Alabama for the Senior Bowl. And our guy down there is Chris Trapasso, covering the NFL draft for CBS Sports. Good with his time. Hey, Chris, how are you, bud?
I'm doing pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, Chris, it is always great to catch up. Just start off by setting the scene for us here. I know there are practices and meetings. What's been going on down in Mobile the last 24 hours?
Well, yeah, like you guys said there in the intro, this is kind of the official start. Players, coaches, GMs, a few media members got here last couple days. But practice is going on right now. They're back-to-back in Ladd Peebles Stadium where they'll play the game on Saturday. This morning was more of like a media session where the players could talk to the media. But tonight and the next few nights is when, similar to the combine, the players will be able to talk to general managers and scouting staff. It's really the first introduction for a lot of these prospects to a head coach that's maybe been in the playoffs or hasn't really been, doing a lot with the scouting process. But these practices are actually apparently more important to the evaluation process because there's one-on-one, there's team drills, and the entire NFL is down here right now in Mobile. The game itself, a lot of people leave for it. I'll be leaving. I found that out early on the first couple times I came here that everyone kind of leaves and just watches the game on NFL Network. But the practices is where GMs and head coaches and scouting departments and draft analysts like myself take the most out of this in terms of the evaluation process.
Chris's work can be read at cbssports.com. If you want to get, if you want to study up on the 2020 NFL draft, no better place to start. And if you're a Buffalo Bills fan, I know that earlier this month, Chris, you put out a Bills team need article that basically talks about, all right, what does the team need and which prospects fit best into the Bills for the future? Are any of these guys at the Senior Bowl this weekend that could be potential Buffalo Bills? And we know that, you know, the obvious glaring need that I think everybody would say first and foremost is wide receiver. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think wide receiver is obviously, like you said, and that this is a class we've heard so much about how deep it is, how talented it is at the top with Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb, a few underclassmen. But if the Bills specifically want a bigger wide receiver, maybe someone like a Duke Williams that has more natural talent and is younger, they'll be able to get it in this draft class. And a few of the players are down here now. Colin Johnson from Texas is 6'6". Didn't have a lot of the production that he probably would have wanted after a really good sophomore and junior year. Antonio Gandy-Golden from Liberty, smaller school guy, but has been super productive as they moved up from the FCF to the FBS. And then Michael Pittman from USC, 6'4", has the NFL bloodlines. His dad played in the NFL. And this year for USC was a very productive chain mover possession wide receiver. So those three wide receivers, the edge rusher class is good, which I would assume with Lorenzo Alexander retiring kind of in that hybrid linebacker edge rusher role, the age of Jerry Hughes, the uncertainty with Shaq Lawson, they probably want to look there. And then cornerback. I think Levi Wallace played well. They're glad what they've gotten from him as an undrafted free agent last year. But I don't think, even with Trey White playing to an all-pro level, they want that number two cornerback. And I, in just my opinion, I like the cornerbacks that have a lot of experience. So a lot of the cornerbacks that you'll see this week on NFL Network, I think will be held in high regard by the Bills. Maybe not in the first round, but in the second and the third day of the draft, they'll be interested in those cornerbacks.
Joining us from the Senior Bowl, Chris DePasso, CBS Sports, Rochester native, joining us here in the sports bar. Chris, another need for the Buffalo Bills. I don't think it's first round. You don't see running backs go necessarily in the first round all that much anymore, but it's pretty clear the Bills are going to be looking for a replacement for Frank Gore, somebody that can complement the running style of Devin Singletary. And again, free agency could take care of that, but if the Bills go the route of the draft and it's somebody in the mid-round, let's say, and they found somebody that was productive in Singletary. Who are some players that we should be watching Senior Bowl week? Guys down there that maybe would fit this scheme in Buffalo?
Yeah, I think Keyshawn Vaughn from Vanderbilt. And this week, he's the one that first pops out as someone that would be a perfect complement to Devin Singletary. He's only about 5'9", so he's not much taller than Devin Singletary, but well over 200 pounds. Really was a bruiser between the tackles at Vanderbilt. And not a lot of people saw a lot of their games in the SEC. They were one of the bottom feeders in that really strong competitive conference. But he's down here in Mobile. I think he kind of has a Frank Gore-type running style, low center of gravity, will run through arm tackles, will always fall forward. Decent springiness, too. So Keyshawn Vaughn is the one that first pops into my head. And secondly, LaMichael Perron from Florida, more of a springier, bouncier running back that can hit the home run, but is bigger, certainly excelled between the tackles, finding little creases when there wasn't a huge lane there at Florida over the past couple of years. I think both of those running backs, like you mentioned, I don't think they're going to go super early, and I don't think the Bills are going to target that position maybe anywhere before the third or the fourth round, but that's where those two, Keyshawn Vaughn from Vanderbilt and LaMichael Perron from Florida, I think would make a lot of sense in Buffalo.
He's at the Senior Bowl in Mobile. Chris DePasso, CBS Sports, joining us here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Now, your 2020 scouting primer and everything that we need to know about the Senior Bowl up now at CBSSports.com. Chris, I just want to kind of run through some of the bigger names that are participating. We're going to hear some of these names called on night one. Give us some of the bigger names that we should be paying attention to this weekend.
Yeah, the best player, the best prospect here is Javon Kinlaw from South Carolina. There were a few other bigger names that ultimately dropped out, and I think that they said, hey, look, I've done enough in college that I don't need to play. But Kinlaw is a very long, very athletic defensive lineman, probably not somewhere that the Bills would look to unless Jordan Phillips does hit free agency. I mean, they are getting back Harrison Phillips from that injury, but I don't think they would obviously go defensive line in round one, but he's the best player here. Justin Herbert certainly has a great opportunity to cement himself inside the top half of the first round. He has the big arm. He's definitely the best quarterback here. And then one other wide receiver that I didn't point out earlier that I think would make a lot of sense for the Bills, Juwan Jennings from Tennessee. Similar to Keyshawn Vaughn in that same state where wasn't really on a productive team in terms of the win-loss column, but 6'3", 220 pounds, looked great at the weigh-ins this morning. And for that size, he is very elusive after the catch. He was actually a very big recruit as a quarterback, as a dual-threat quarterback coming into Tennessee, instantly switched to wide receiver once he was there, and really is outstanding after the catch, and would give the Bills that contested catch ability at 6'3" and 225 pounds. I think with a strong week here, and if he runs decently well at the combine, we could be talking about first or second round for Juwan Jennings, the wide receiver from Tennessee.
Chris DePasso, our guest, one need, and it's kind of refreshing for Bills fans. You don't really have to talk about the quarterback position, but there is one name that's down there. That's Justin Herbert. Chris, did he make a mistake coming back for his senior year? And what kind of opportunity does this week provide for an athlete like Herbert?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think he probably hurt himself in that he would have been one of the first quarterbacks picked. He probably would have been right after Kyler Murray last year. But so he would have made a lot of money on his rookie deal. But I think going back for his senior season at Oregon was good for him in terms of the long term for him at the NFL level. That he got another year under his belt of seeing different blitzes, seeing different coverages. I always talk about that on this show, that having experience at the quarterback spot, being 23 is not a bad thing coming into the NFL if you're a quarterback and you've thrown more passes, you've dealt with different defenses. His statistics got better this year, but there was a lot of, you know, bubble screens, a lot of easy passes. There was a few dud games for him, but there was a lot of really, really good. And I think capping it with that Rose Bowl win was kind of the cherry on the top for him. But this week's big for him. Like I said, you know, with the big arm, with the athleticism, similar to what Josh Allen did 2 years ago down here, show off that big arm in a practice setting, make good decisions and throw with some accuracy. He doesn't have to hit every pass. And I think he'll ultimately go around where Josh Allen went inside the top 10.
What I love about the Senior Bowl, Chris, is we hear names from schools that we probably didn't spend much time monitoring through the course of the season. These are names that could have productive NFL careers, and I know that there's some sleepers that you're paying attention to down there in Mobile. Give us some names that we can pay attention to, not only this weekend, but long-term in the NFL.
Yeah, there's a player down here from Lenoir Rhyne, a Division II school in North Carolina that I'm pretty sure has never had a player here at the Senior Bowl or drafted. Kyle Duggar, he's like a linebacker safety hybrid. You watch his film, he looks like the biggest freak in every game that he played in, of course. And he's kind of the modern day linebacker safety hybrid that he can cover, but he's 6'2", 225 pounds, can really hit, great range. Another player that could be on the Bills' radar later in the draft, Alex Taylor from South Carolina State, a really tall, really long, 6'8" right tackle. And usually at that size, you're dealing with a lot of stiffness, not a great mover, and he's an outstanding athlete. His film just shows him gliding in pass protection, using those long arms to his advantage. But at South Carolina State, not playing against really a lot of top competition. So this will be a huge week to see how he does in one-on-ones. They actually fared pretty well in this first practice. So those two are from two smaller schools. One other guy I'll say, Adam Troutman from Dayton, a tight end that is generating a lot of buzz, even in just from last night being around town in Mobile. Extremely athletic, but played at Dayton, you know, very small or, you know, not the best competition, small school, very athletic, was insanely productive for the Flyers and is getting an opportunity down here to show himself against, you know, guys from some FCS schools, Power Five program.
At the opposite end of the spectrum, when we're talking, what is that name of that school? Lenoir Rhyne? I never even heard of that.
Lenoir Rhyne.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So if I had to pick out somebody that the Senior Bowl that we've all heard of, Jalen Hurts, how does he project at the next level? Because I would have thought Hurts would be a first rounder, but the more I read here, and maybe not so much. What kind of week would you expect out of Hurts here?
Yeah, Jalen Hurts was trending in that direction early in the season. And I think a lot of that had to do with Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield coming out of that Oklahoma offense. And Jalen Hurts was producing at almost the same clip as those two. But I think down the stretch, we saw that his arm strength isn't really there. His decision-making isn't as fast as you need it to be a starter. I think in a Taysom Hill-type role on a team that has an established quarterback, that wants, you know, five or six times a game to run a wildcat where you could still throw the football, but you're probably going to run. I think that's where Jalen Hurts will fit in, probably because he's a good athlete. We'll go in the middle portions of the draft, fifth, sixth round potentially. But this week for him, similar to Justin Herbert, just show off his arm, because I think that's the biggest question mark. For Justin Herbert, it's just let it go and let's see how strong that arm is. For Jalen Hurts is, can you make throws at the velocity similar to Justin Herbert or similar to Jordan Love, two of the quarterbacks here that have really big arms?
And Chris, finally, I wanted to get your take this from your article at CBSSports.com, the 2020 scouting primer that you can check out. Chris DePasso joining us in the sports bar. Are there any prospects there in Mobile this week that might find themselves right now on the outside looking into the first round that can actually help their case and play their way back into the first round after this weekend?
Yeah, I'll go with a deep sleeper that, and who knows, maybe this guy won't ultimately go there. Matthew Pert from UConn. And UConn has not won too many games over the past couple years, but turning on his film, he's a veteran right tackle. If the Bills do want to move Cody Ford inside to right guard, I think Matthew Pert, first, maybe second round, is not out of the realm of possibility if the Bills ultimately traded back. Extremely athletic, just pops off the snap. Very good knee bend, can mirror pass rushers outstandingly. I think he is someone that will do well this week, and we'll be talking about him potentially going in the first round all the way from UConn.
Chris, for as deep as we've heard that this wide receiver class is, we've also heard very similar things from you about how deep tackle is for this class as well, correct?
Oh, it's the best tackle class that I've scouted since I started in 2013. Just at the top with the big guys, Andrew Thomas from Georgia, Tristan Wirfs from Iowa, just mentioned Matthew Pert. Another name down here in Mobile from Houston, Josh Jones, kind of looks like Tyron Smith, 6'7", 3'10", very good athlete, very experienced, has been a starter there for many years and really dominated in that conference. Teams want to see him, though, as usual, against top competition down here. Mekhi Becton from Louisville and Daniel Jeremiah just posted a mock draft a few hours ago that had Mekhi Becton going number 4 overall. This mammoth tackle from Louisville. Georgia's right tackle, Isaiah Wilson, is another 6'8", 6'9" tackle. There's a bunch of those in this class, and we do know that the Bills like size, that overwhelming and overpowering size on the outside, and I don't think they're done building their offensive line. So that's an area and a position that fans should really look into over the next couple months, because I think second, third, fourth round, adding another player to continue to fortify that line to help Josh Allen and help the run game. And this is the class to not only look at corner, not only look at wide receiver, but also look at offensive tackle.
Chris, you've got a lot of things you could write about. Tell us what you're working on here, what we can look forward to at CBSSports.com this week.
Yeah, over the next few days, starting tonight, I'm just going to do kind of a roundup of the day. Like, not just the South team or just the North team, just watching both practices, and I'll just be kind of almost in outline form, writing what I saw during the week, and I'll try to hit on it as many positions as possible so Bills fans can kind of pinpoint the receivers, the corners, maybe the outside linebackers to fill that Alexander role after he retired. But that's what I'll be doing the next couple days down here in Mobile.
Great stuff, Chris. Great hearing your voice. Safe travels. Enjoy the rest of your week down there in Mobile.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Chris DePasso. You can read his work, CBSSports.com, covering the NFL draft for CBS Sports and doing great things with that 585 area code.
Yeah,
proud of Chris.
Yeah, so Chris putting some great work there. And I think you hit on something interesting, too. This idea, Bills fans, are you ready to accept that the Bills could, at number 22, take an offensive lineman? Look, if you're going by best player on the board, that may be the case. It is a need for this team. If you're comfortable with Ty Nsekhe at right tackle and you don't know about John Feliciano, you might want to explore bumping Cody Ford inside. That's a sneaky need for this team right now, and certainly wide receiver is a number one, but don't overlook the offensive line here.
I don't have a problem with any team that wants to invest in either line, offensive or defensive. And the reason why is just look at who's in the Super Bowl. I mean, both of those teams are strong up front. They're physical up front. The offensive line of the Niners, we talked about it earlier. I mean, Raheem Mostert is a guy. But behind that line, everybody looks special. And they've invested, McGlinchey being a recent example. And, of course, you know, the veteran Staley. So you get veteran guys teamed up with you know, with some youth and that right combination of size and speed and athleticism, if you can invest, you know, in if you decide as a team to invest in your offensive line or your defensive line, I'm totally fine with that. Now, that said, I hope they take a wide receiver. That would be exciting and fun. But the reality is you can hit on a wide receiver late. And wide receiver, like any skill position, eventually you're probably going to have to pay if they have any sort of, you know, success. I don't want to be the team that's overpaying for a skill position player. Like, Tennessee is going to have some really tough decisions to make this offseason, not just with Ryan Tannehill. What do you do with Derrick Henry? You going to pay that guy? Somebody's going to pay that guy. And, you know, the player can have all the talent in the world, but you get him in the wrong scheme, in the wrong setup, the wrong offensive line. I mean, Le'Veon Bell was a really good running back in Pittsburgh.
With the Jets after a year off? Yeah.
Great stuff from Chris. Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports. We'll get that online for you here. You can check it out if you came in late. ESPNRochester.com or download the radio.com app. Search out the sports bar. All of our guest appearances are listed for you right there. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Takes on tap, Gino.
Yeah, I do have a take on the Packers here. And where do they go with Aaron Rodgers?
I think I've showed a lot of restraint so far this hour. I mean, a lot of restraint. I want to point and laugh. I really do. I mean, the Bear fan in me, absolutely no sympathy at all.
It's okay. Then maybe my take will be music to your ears. Also, yes, I might be a day late to the Aaron Hernandez Netflix thing, but there is one thing that I don't think people have pointed out in this series that to me is astounding. It's the New England Patriots and their involvement. And yes, I did say involvement.
There's a former NFL head coach who doesn't want his most recent work to define him moving forward. And I'll tell you who it is and why he's going to have a real hard time selling that load of crap. Also, Gino, you talked about falling from your ladder as you're earlier.
I can laugh now.
First of all, glad you're okay. Second of all, you know, this is an endorsement opportunity. But lastly, if we're going to talk about things that we consumed, that we watched while we were laid out, recovering from the Battaglia virus of 2020, I checked out a doc over the weekend that is proof positive of how powerful the mind actually can be. You can convince your mind of anything if you choose to. I'll tell you about my journey with Free Solo.
Okay.
It's not a Star Wars movie. I'll tell you about that next. I'll drink to that. Takes on tap. And you're always welcome to join us here in the sports bar as well. We love talking with you at 454-ESPN, 454-3776. More next, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester.
Rochester's most listened to sports station invites you into the locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Our little tribe of super fans, sports junkies, and competitive degenerates. Join now for breaking news updates, free tickets and prizes, game highlights, player and expert interviews, and unprecedented access to the best that ESPN Rochester has to offer. The locker room at ESPNRochester.com. Free to join and packed with action from AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.